Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach, and we are glad to be back with you again one more time. Thank you for tuning in to us. Let us pray, Father. Thank you that you never stop calling us, even when we fail, even when we disappoint you. You always are there. You always love us. You always desire us. Today, let your voice cut through shame, guilt, and silence. Call every man and woman back to your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you again. Today's topic, we want to deal with a topic called known, named, and fathered. We're in Father's Day month, Father's Day, when which a man just celebrated Father's Day, and we are recognizing fathers, not just one day, but many days. But everyone will have the testimony of having a good father, or maybe your father was there, but not there for you. They were present, but not really present. We want to deal with that today. Amen. Psalm 68, 5 and 6 says, "A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families." If you ever wonder what God really is like as a father, you don't have to guess. Jesus paints a clear portrait of the father in Luke 15. In a culture where in which many have never had a healthy, present, or affirming father, this story in Luke 15 isn't just about a son's failure, but it's about a father's faithfulness. It shows us what it really means to be known, named, and fathered. That's our title today. Known, named, and fathered. Known, even when you're lost. Named, even when you're shamed. Fathered, even if you were never properly raised. This here is not just a parable. This is God's love letter to the lonely, God's strategy to the scattered, God's healing for the hurting. Let's walk through this today as the Father reveals about our Heavenly Father. When we focus on this text today, number one, this Father focused on forgiveness, not faults. Forgiveness, not faults. A real good Father focused on that. In this parable, Luke 15, when the son returned rehearsing his apology, this son had asked his father for his inheritance, went far away to a far distant country, spent it on riotous living, and came to a point he was in need. Connected with someone of that country and of that country, found himself feeding the pigs. As he was feeding the pigs, he almost got damaged by the pig pen. Who's listening today? You've almost been damaged by the situation you're in. You've allowed your situation to determine who you are. But God says you are not where you are. You are who he made you to be. This father waited anticipating for his son to come home. And number one, this father focused on forgiveness, not faults. We as people must focus on forgiving, not the errors that people have made. Watch what this father does. When the son returned, rehearsing his apology, the father didn't say, "Where have you been?" He didn't shame him. He didn't list his mistakes. But Luke 15 and 20 says, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Before the son said a word, the father ran. Before he explained, the father embraced. God doesn't wait for your perfection. He responds when you return. Listen to me today. This father teaches us you don't have to fix it all before you come home. You just have to come home. Someone's listening today that God is saying to come home. He's the father and he's waiting on you. Number two, this father in this parable in Luke 15 shows us that this father ignored ignorance but activated identity. How did he do that, Pastor? He ignored the ignorance the son was saying. See, the son said, "Make me like one of your hired servants." When he returned to the father, after the father had kissed him and embraced him, after the father had ran, the son showed that he had been damaged by the pig pen. He came back. He said, "Look, I've sinned against heaven. True. I've sinned against you. True." Then he tells his father, "I'm no longer worthy to be called a son. Make me a hired servant." He was expecting punishment. But the father gave him a robe, gave him a ring, and gave him sandals. Luke 15:22, it says, the father says, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. The father didn't expect or didn't respond to the son's low self-worth. He restored him to his rightful place. I feel today that God is looking to restore someone to your rightful place. He didn't entertain the lie. He reintroduced him to the truth. You are to be reintroduced to the truth. Here's what Jesus said. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Sometimes we don't see who we are until the Father dresses us in how he sees us. He said to the servant, hey, servant, bring me a robe, bring me a ring, bring me sandals. I want my son to see him. He said, make me a servant. But the Father said, no, let me show you what a son looks like. Point three here, this father was more interested in his tomorrow than his yesterday. I want you to understand that God is interested in your tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. You made some mistakes, some bad decisions. You've gone astray. But God says, today is a new day, and tomorrow is going to be even greater. The son had a past, but the father had a plan. He could have said, you wasted what I gave you. Instead, he said, let's have a feast and celebrate. Philippians 3:13-14 says, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I press on. I need someone who's listening today, some people to reach past guilt, reach past shame, reach into the arms of the Father who says, I'm not stuck on your yesterday. I'm speaking into your tomorrow. You're not where you were. You are who he said you are. Here's a fourth thing this father, fourth principle this father teaches us. This father like our faithful father. He father like our heavenly father. He covered instead of cursed. He restored instead of rejected. Hear me. He celebrated instead of shame. Why? Because that's how God fathers us. He doesn't raise orphans. He adopts sons and daughters. Romans 8:15 says, and you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. Say this out loud after me. I'm not a servant trying to earn love. I'm a child returning to where I've always belonged. That's what God wants you to understand. Here's one of our final examples that the Father gives us. This father shows us that good fathers want the best for their kids. This father didn't give the son leftovers. He gave him the best robe. He didn't offer him a lecture. He offered him a legacy. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of lights. Let me say this to someone today. God's not withholding love because of your record. He's not withholding love because of your sin. He's not withholding love because of your history, but he looks at his story. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you just believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent Jesus to die upon the cross, even while we were yet sinners. He's waiting with love because of his redemption. You are loved. You are welcome. You are fathered by God. Today I declare you're not an orphan. You are not invisible. You're not your past. You are being known, named, and fathered. This is your moment to drop shame. This is your moment to dismiss fear. This is your moment to come home. If you ever felt unworthy, distant, unloved, come. This is the moment where you stop surviving and start belonging, where God doesn't just save you. He seats you at the table. Like the father in Luke 15, God isn't waiting to judge you. He's waiting to robe you. Come, receive healing. You hear my voice today. Come, receive identity, and come and be fathered. Father, we thank you for showing us your heart through this parable. Thank you for not defining us by our worst days, but calling us to our best days. We repent for believing we had to earn your love. Today we accept it freely. We return to the table. We lay down shame and pick up sonship. Thank you for being the Father we never had, but always needed. In Jesus' name, amen. If this message has blessed you today and you have received the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, declare after me, I am saved. I am a son. I belong to God. Yes, you are. Receive it today. If you need and look to correspond with us, you can email us at mylotva@gmail.com. That's mylotva@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. God blesses to you. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May God lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Shalom and God blessings until tomorrow.